Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Aleph. Let us learn the Taisvus in the sugya we had learned yesterday. Taisvus is going on the Mishnah which Bemison Agmar doesn't even bring down, but Rashi brings down Rashi's Nusach, and just let us just see for 1 minute the Loshon of Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskel B'Mashmishon. The Reisha Dahach Masnisin Hochi. The Reisha of the Mishnah, which we have a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is the Reisha of the Mishnah. Sharbet Sheriknoi Toyo. Sharbet Sheriknoi Toyo, and Rashi said before that the translation of Sharbet, that is the Shomer of the pool, that is the part that the Garinim are in. So the Mishnah says, Sharbet Sheriknoi Toyo, Shayer Boy Garger Echt Tome. If there is one garger, so then there's an oichel there. And then we skipped over the next three words in Rashi. Uchegoin sheyesh bein ha-sharbit v'hapu kebeye. If you have a sharbit sheriknoi, you have a sharbit, a pot that was emptied out from all its contents, so it's toil because there's no oichel there. Shayer boy garger echot, if there's one garger in the sharbet, so we have one part with one garger, so then that is tome. So Rashi had a problem, how could it be tome, you don't have a kebeya? So Rashi said, uchegoin sheyesh bein ha-sharbet pa'apu kebeya. The sharbet and the pool together add up to beye, and that's pshat. Shaya boy garger echo tome, so you have one garger and one sharbet, and it's tome, so kocha, we have to say that the part with the pool is a kebeye. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah metayer bishel pool. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, in this case, it's toyer, the ain shomer mitzaref loy lechebeye, because you do not need the sharbet for a shomer for the pool, because the pool is large enough that you can take hold the pool in your hands, and you don't need a shomer to protect it. Umetame bishel kitniyis. That is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Now let us see Taisvis. Sharbit Sheriknoi. Perish Bekunteris Kupo Kusht. That Sharbit is the pot. And Sharbit Sheriknoi means that they took out the Gargirim from the pot. The Loimash Mekain, so Taisvus says, if you learn the Mishnah Elech, it would not seem like this. Doksiv B'chol Asforim, if you look in the Mishnayis, it says, Shayer Garger Echod B'chol Shomer Tomei. Now, it says in the Mishnah, Sharbet Sheriknoi Tome. If Shayer Garger Echot Bechol Shomer Tome. If each Shomer has one Garger, so then it's Tome. So it would seem that Sharbet is not the pot. Because first it says Sharbet Sheriknoi is Toher. And then if there's left one Garger in each Shomer, so it is Tomei. Now, Agavuchem, let us just say facts of life. in our Mishnayis, we don't have Taisvus Girsa. About Kaponim, in the Mishnayis of Taisvus, Taisvus had such a Girsa. So the Mishnah is speaking about a Sharbit that has many Shomrim. That's what it would seem like. Mechlal de Sharbet lav hainu kupe shohu shaymar atzmai. Sharbet can't be the pad, because that's the shaymar. It says, if there is a gargel b'chol shaymar, so then it's tomei. Sharbet sheriknei, there's a gargel b'chol shaymar. So we see shaymar and Sharbet are two different things. Elohu hakelach. The Sharbet is the branch, Shashoimrim Dvukim Boy Shekoyren Rice. In this, the Teres Chaim says, the Kelach means the whole branch with the leaves coming out of it, with the pots coming out of it. The whole branch is called a Sharbet. And he says, if you look in Targum Yonis and Ben Ezeel, it says, Shloisha Sarigim, By the cholam of the Sar HaMashkim, Shloisha Sarigim, Shloisha Sharbitim. That's what the Targum Yonis and Ben Ezeel says. Sheriknoi Shehoitzi Oichol Min HaShomrim Toyer. So we will just see, this is just, some of these are in Pshat in the Mishnah, but we'll see there's a tremendous difference according to Tosfos, how the sugya will flow, and according to Rashi. So the vial, according to Taisvus, the Mishnah is saying as follows. The Mishnah is saying that a person, that there was a branch that had a lot of Shomrim, so if you emptied out all the Shomrim, so there's no Eichel over there. Shayer Garger Echot B'chol Shomer. So we're talking about we have a lot of Shomrim, we have a lot of pots, and in each pot, there's one gargel. Then it says it's stomach. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, it matters what the gargel is. If the gargel is a pool, if the gargel's kidney is. But that's pshat in the Mishnah. So let us continue. Shayer gargel echot l'chol shomer v'shomer, which is the lotion of the Mishnah, tomei. Because Salkedaitoch the Makshim, so we want to bring a raya from over here that Yesh Shomer Poches Mikapul. That is the Kashi from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he says that by kidney is Metayer Bishel Poil, because it's not called a Shomer. Metame bishel kidneys, because then it's called a shema, and that's the kasha of the Gemara. We see yesh shema lepoches mikapel. Yeah, because salkedaita hamakshe the mayri shenoga tume bishema. That the Mishnah is speaking about that. Let's say a sheretz touched the shema. V'chol hagargarim shebishar Shomrim mitstarfen lechepeye, and all the gargarim. Now, according to Tosfos, we have to understand what we just accomplished. We accomplished a sharbet is a branch, and there's a lot of shomrim on the branch. So, if there's a lot of shomrim on the branch, we just accomplished that there's a lot of gargarim in the glolius. Of the in each shomer there's a gargel. Because salke daitoch demakshe the mayrik shenoga tume b'shomer. It is speaking about that the tume touched the shomer, one shomer. V'chol hagargarim shebishar shomrim mitstarfen lekebeye, and all the gargarim are mitstarf lekebeye. Alma yeshema lepoches mikapel. So we see that there's a shema poches mikapel. Now that's the chmir from the lotion of Tosfos. I think the Marsha also seems to say like this. Taisvis, first of all, did not have the problem that Rashi had. Rashi had Shalbit was a pot. We're talking about one Shalbit, Sheyesh by Gargerechot. So then we have to figure out where do we have a Shir Kebeya. Taisvis Shalbit is a branch, and there's many Shoimrim on it. V'yesh Gargir b'chol Shoimer v'Shoimer. So we have a multitude of Shemrim, a multitude of Gargirim. So according to Taisvis, and Taisvis says, it would seem like that, V'chol ha-Gargarim she-Bishar Shemrim mitstarfen le-Kebeya. It's from the Ritis Loshen that Taisvis would seem, all the Gargarim in this whole, which each Shemr has a Gargir, all the Gargarim mitstarfen le-Kebeya. So you have a kebeya of oichle, number one. Kan shayil aben, you have a kebeya of oichle, and shuldik, there are 20 different galgirim. How do you add up to a kebeya? They're not even touching one another. So the Teferis Yaakov, and Kufya Tesamit Bey says, no, since they're all attached to the branch, that means you have 20 shaymrim, each shaymer has a galgir, and they're all attached to the branch, so it's called all one unit. It's all one unit. So this is, I have a kebeya of oichlam. I have a kebeya of oichlam, period. Now, why do I need the shaymer for velcha gutayon? Why do I need the shaymer? I have a kebeya of oichlam. Because the tumet touched the shaymer of one of the galgarim. The tumah touched the shema. Mishaila, is it a shema? Is it not a shema? If it's a shema, so we have a klal, a shema is machnes. If it's not a shema, so it's not machnes. That's the story. So the story is, according to Taisvis, I have 20 gargarim, which have a shir of a kebeya, and so there's no problem with that, and the sheret, the tumet touched the shema of one of the gargarim, so it's machnis the tumet to this gargir, and the minute this gargir becomes tumet, so all gargarim are attached, because they're all attached to the branch, so they all are in the skaba to kebeya, so everything is tumet. That is l'chay rabshad. But we see yes shema. Lepoches mikepoil. We see there's a shema to, we're speaking about kidneys. So you see there's a shema less than a poil. Now what is the kasha? What is the kasha? The kasha le Rabbi Chanine. So it's a kasha Rabbi Chanine. The omar we had before acherim oimrim. Afilu eina le ela kepoil. Gereres kula le tumen. So we were speaking about a shema, and the Acherim said, I feel that there's no kizayis, it's only a shema to a poil, gereres kula letumah. So Rab Chanina said it's a shir, that you need a shir of a poil for a shema. Rab Yochanan said, It's lav davke. You don't need a kapil, but less than a kapil. The kosher le Rabbi Chanina, the omar hareiz ashir. Rabbi Chanina said that this is a shir. And here it says that, that there's a shir, that you can have a shema to kidneys, which is less than a pill. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Chanina. That is Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Va'af al gav dalibe da'acherim koma. So Taisvi says, so what's the kasha on Rabbi Chanina? Gavra gavra kromis. Rabbi Chanina is telling us Pshat in the acherim of the Baraisa. And the acherim hold ein shoyme ela kipoil. And this Baraisa, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah, holds his shoyme to pochus mi kipoil. What's the kasha? ואף אגב תלי בדחר מקומה, מקומה כמפורך בגמורה איך הבלי לפרושי מלסיו כמו שמפורש רבי יוחנן. רבי יוחנן said that האחר, that כפויל is not a shear, אפילו less than a כפויל you also have a shema. So רבי חנינה should have said the same thing, the ain't a shear, ולוי לפלוגי אחר עם ההכברייס. So Tosfos learned the kasha is in Rab Chanina. We had a baraisa. We could learn two ways pshat in the baraisa. Rab Chanina learned pshat in the baraisa that the baraisa holds ein shoyma elo le kepoil. Rab Yochanan said you do not need a kepoil. And since we see here an often a baraisa that you could have a shoyma less than a kepoil, so there's a kasha and Rabbi Chanina. Why did he say that tan holds in either kapel? You're making a machlekes tanoim. It's mistava to say that he shouldn't be malba machlekes be Yisrael. Fine. That was the kasha. Umishani. And the Gemara answered, no, the case is not that the tumah touched one shomer and that's how all the gagirim became tumah, and we see this as shomer poches mikapel. Umishani bikulcha, the noga bikulcha, the tumah touched the kulcha, which is the stem, which all the parts are attached to this stem. Umishumyat, and the reason all the gargirim became tumah is altsyat, v'loy bishoyme, not by Hashem, but that's pshat in the Gemara. Now Taisa says, so I have one pshat in the Gemara, Rashi has another pshat in the Gemara. Again, Rashi learns the Gemara that a sharbet means a pad, and sharbet sheyesh by gargir means a pad that has one gargir in it, and the Gemara understood it to mekabel tumah because the sharbet is mitztarif to the gargir to make a shirbeya. This is on Kuf Yotes Amid Aleph. When we come to that Kuf Yotes Amid Beit, the Gemara clears a shayla. Rabbi Shaya clears a shayla. If you could have, if one shomer could be mitzarev to another oichel, shomer oichel shecholka. The Gemara clears a shayla if it's only a shomer and a half a beya, if it could be mitzarev. If it can be mitzaref to another half a bay, which it is not a shomer on at all. That was the shayla of Rabbi Shai, and the Gemara brought, this baraisa, that, Abelezer ben Azariah is mitame by kidneys. So you see clearly that a shomer can be mitzaref. So Rashi had a tremendous problem with the Avatzirath. We just said before that it's speaking about one Shema with one Gargir. So where do you have the case that two Shemrim could be Mitztarif? So Rashi says, Kosal Kedaita Shishnayim Ushloisha shall be the Mitztarif and Lekabeim Oichlum Shemem. The Badi Ein Bishal Betechot Kabeim. So all of a sudden the Gemara made an about face. And the Gemara says we're speaking about a few shalbitim, which till now the Gemara did not learn. That is according to Rashi, and Rashi is a problem because the Gemara is switching. Ulefi ma shepi Rashi, so this is it, by the way. I learned pshat. Shalbit means a branch. And we're talking about 20 shaymrim to begin with. So Memela, we're not changing the case, according to my pshat. Lefi ma shepirashti, maisi minei shapiraya lekamon, gabi oichel, the Gemara clears a shayla oichel shecholku, and we're clearing a shayla if one shema can be mitztarif to the other oichel, to be mashlam to a kebeye. kesalke deitach de meiri, the gemore, then held, it's speaking about kegoin shenoga b'shoimrim, u mishum shoimer, u mitztarfen kol ha-shoimrim yachad. So now Tosfos says, the gemore, it's the same case. We have here a sharbet that has many shoimrim, but the gemore understood, let's go, the last two words of the last Mahalach and Tosfos, umishum shoimer, that the whole Kabbalah's tume is because of the shoimer. I think dimitztarfen would be better. Dimitztarfen kol ha-shoimrim yachad, that all the shoimrim become mitzurev to make a shir kebeye, and we see from that that you can be mitzarev to shoimrim, even though each shoimer is only making on the galger the day and not on the other galger. So according to Tosfos, al kaponim, it's the same case like before. Avol peirish akunteris, but according to Rashi, the gorish shayer bo galger echot tomei. According to Rashi, that a shalvet means a pad. The gorish shayer bo galger echot tomei. So where do you have a shayla of oichu shecholko? And you have two shaymrim. It's speaking about one shaymer with one galger. Tzorech loimar, so then according to Rashi, you'll have to say, the lekam and salke daitach demayri baharbe shabitim, that is speaking about a lot of shabitim. That's what Rashi says later, to the perish bekuntlis lekam on, di lemayri ele bachadim, ke leayri midi betzirav, leayri ele b'shemerecha. So that, Ulcheire Tosis is just saying, I said Abshat Shabbat is a branch. Rashi said Abshat Shabbat is a path. And you'll see, according to my Pshat, is very good. We always were speaking about a branch with a lot of paths. So Mamela, the Gemara later understood that all the paths are mitzvah to make a shir kebeya. It's very good, the Gemara. According to Rashi, you have to say the Shabbat is a pad. So you have to say the Gemara Pshat. It's speaking about that there's one pad and one gargir, and the pad is mitzav to make a shir kebeya. Then you have to say the Gemara later change the case because it's not mitzav to say one pad with a gargir make a kebeya. That's l'chayra what Tosfos is saying. I just like to be ma'ira one thing when Tosfos says. What the Chach of the Gemara was, the Mairi Kigoin Shenoga B'Shoimrim. It's speaking about that the Tumeh, the Sheretz, touched B'Shoimrim. So L'Chayre, it means if you have 20 Shoimrim and 20 Galgirim, and you add them all together, you get a Kebeye, so it means that the Sheretz light on the 20 Shoimrim. Now, I didn't understand why does it have to touch all 20 shoimrim. Just like Tosfos understood before that I said all the gargirim are mitzurif to kebeye, and the reason is because all the gargirim are attached to one branch, so why does the sheretz have to touch all the shoimrim? All the shoimrim are also attached. Unless we will say, not going to the Oimek HaDvorim, that the din that a shomer is mitzarif to a neuchel was only said if the tumeh touched the shomer, then the din is this shomer is mitzarif to the neuchel to be mashlam this year. So therefore, if we're speaking about a din siru, the havamin of the Gemara is talking about a din machnis amaitzi. But the Gemara and Omid Beis held it speaking about Tziruf, could be the din Tziruf that a Shomer is mitzarev to be mashlam the Shir, the din Tziruf was only said if the Shomer, if the Tumet touched the Shomer, could be then there's a din that the Shomer is mitzarev. Hachinami bekulcha umishum yad. So the Gemara said, no, it's not speaking about that they were mekabel tume through the shema, because ein shema lepachas mikepul. No, it's speaking about all the gargirim were mekabel tume because the sheretz touched the kelach, and it's a yak. Vim toimer im kain. If the tume is speaking about that the sheretz touch the yad, mali riknoi, mali loy riknoi. It makes a difference. It says if it's tomer, and if it's riknoi, if there's one gargir, if there's one gargir in each shomer, so it's tomer. If it never touched bechlal the parts, it touched the yad. It touched the yad, and so this is a yad to all the gargirim. So what's the chilek if there's 20 gargirim in one part, if there's 20 gargirim in the whole branch? I only touched the branch side by side. Mali riknai, mali loy riknai. Kimin de kulcha have a yad, li yosemik is ayis. The kulche is a yad. The kulche is a yad liyaisa mikazayis. The lamaydis a salka daitach mikor niche. The kamash malon the afal gav the leke kipul havi shayma. So there was a chiddish that is a shayma even though it's not a pool. But if we're speaking about that the tume is the tuma, we were speaking about the tuma came about through a yad. So what's the difference if it's riknai, if it's roi riknai? Yishlami the kamash malam. Afagav the leke kezais b'mokim echod, elekan gargir v'kan gargir have a kulcho yad. I think the chiddish of Taisvis is that the gather of yad is that this is a handle to the gargir. Now, if you have, let's say, a branch, and you have attached to the branch one pod with 20 gargirim, which I would say is a kezayis, so this branch is a handle to 20 gargirim, so it's a yad to 20 gargirim. But if I have 20 pods, and they're all spread over the branch, so this chelik of the branch is a yad to this gargir. Another chelik of the branch is a yad to another gargir. So even though it's one branch, there's different chalokim of the branch which are yadois to different chalokim in the parts. I would think that's not called a yad. That means if you need a yad to a kezayis, if you need a yad to a kezayis, I don't know Taisus is going with Taisus got in either Yata Kezayis, that I don't know, but Al Kaponim, I mean, we had, there's different shitas if you need a Yad for, but Al Kaponim, if you need a Yad to Kezayis, each chelik of the Yad is not a Yad to a Kezayis. The chelik closer to one pad is a Yad to that Galge. The chelik which is higher up is as a yad to the other guy, Gafal Pike, it's considered a yad to a kezayis. Let us see the next taisvis. Shomer oichel shecholkoi. Gemara b'shaya klelda shayla. Shomer oichel shecholkoi. So Rashi learned pshat. He had, let's say, a piece of meat with an oir on top of it. He cut the piece of meat in half, and the shayla was that each shomer is only functioning as a megin to one half of the kebeya. The shayla is if he can mitzdarif the shomer and chelik aleph to be mashlim the shir kebeya, which we need chelik base for to be mashlim, and this is not a shomer and chelik base. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. So Taisvis loy shecholke legamri. Taisvis could be l'shitos. If you cut a piece of meat you cut it in half, and there's a half a kebeya next to a half a kebeya, so it doesn't add up to a kebeya, because Tosfos was chaylik on Rashi that you can make a sheer kebeya with negiya of two oichlim. Tosfos holds there's no such thing. That was Tosfos that kufi utchesam at beiz and masla nyad lepochas mikazayis. So loisha cholke legamri dim kempshita dloy mitzarav kedefrishus lel. Lochin nokin amidavke. So no cholke means that they cut the oil, but the basar you have a poches. Mikebeya of Bosar, and the oil is mashlem, the Sheikh Kebeya, and you cut the oil, but the Bosar is gone, so that's why everything is mechuba. Then there's a din tziruf, if you say that it's called a shayme, even though it's not megin on the second chaylik. Yeah, Allah inokin amidavke cholkai, they were chaylik the oil. Aber Schnee, Geusim, Schem, Schnee, Euchlem, Schleimim, Pschita, Doloi, Mitzdafi. Erlo, Marke, Goin, Shiesh, Kan, Bosso. We're speaking about his Bosso. Va, Olof, Oir. And there was an Oir, there was a Shaiman, the whole Bosso. Va, Chol, Koi, La, Oir. And they cut the Oir. I mean, so the two sides of the Oir is now split in half. Bo yechetche mitzadze, vechetche mitzadze. O maisi rai me rabbelose ben azayim, de mitame bishel kitniyis. Abelez de ben azayis mitame bishel kitniyis, mishum de chol ha-shoimrim. She bishar bit mitztarf, and it's speaking about all the shoimrim are mitztarf, to make a shir kebeyem. Hafal gav de chol chadloi megin el adidei. That was the raya. That was the raya that Shaimrim mitztarf. Ve'im taima. So Tosfos asks, Va'mailoi mishani. But the Gemara say, the Gemara comes out with a new b'halach. It's not talking about that the Tumah came to the Shaima. The Tumah came with the Yad. It's talking about Kulcha. Va'mailoi mishani. Da'ina Shaimrim mitztarfim. Umayri kegoin sheyesh ben kol hagargarim kebeya beloy shaymrim. It is speaking about that all the gargarim have by themselves a kebeya. And all the gargarim add up because they're all attached to one branch. Vashaymrim machnisin umeitzin ve'emetztarfin. That means, this was the Akimta which Tosfos started off in the beginning of the Sugi v'kasal kadaita hamakshe, that Vakelt, it's not speaking about Tziruf whatsoever. It's speaking about all the gargarim add up to a kebeye, and the shomer is machnes, one shomer is machnes, a shomer is machnes a moitzi. And the Shomer is machnis the tumah to one gargar, and since all gargarim are mechuber, so everything is tumah. Why do you have to learn a different pshat in the whole Mishnah that it is speaking about a tziruf of Shomerim? I said, no, it's not speaking about the Shomer's matam, it's speaking about the Yad's matam. Say, it's talking about the tumah touch the Shomer. But it's speaking about you do not need the shomer to be mitzarif, to be mashlam, the shir kebeye. You only need one shomer to bring the tumah through the shomer. So fakel. So there's one shomer and one gargar. The tumah goes through this gargar. All the gargarim are mechubah because they're all attached to the branch. So you have a kebeye of gargarim. So finished. Why do you have to make a whole new scenario that it's speaking about? It's not the way you learned. The tumah is not through the shema, the tumah is through the yad. Say the taka through the shema, but you don't need the tziruf of the shema. You would rather say it's speaking about the tumah comes from yad. משום יד, ומקור אליו מוקי לא משום שוימר, אלא משום דבמש משין, אבא מש מלאי משום שוימר. Because it said mash machine, and that's mashme that you carry, that you mashmish through the shayma. Avol hashe the meforish may be mash machine betash mishin echelatveilo ukmi bekulcha. So therefore, he wants to say that the tume is als yad, the tume is not als shayma. I'd like just to say pshat and Tosfos, but Tosfos is saying over here. My chavrus said, "Amura dekevot." If you look at this mishnah, this is a mishnah in Nuktzim. The mishnah is speaking about a multitude of cases. All the cases are speaking about yodays. Speaking about this is maybe tuman. This is a yad. This is yad. This is a yad. The last case of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, umetami b'shel kitni yifnei sharoitze b'mashmisham. So the word mashmishon, the Gemara understood, means shayma. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara understood it means shayma. So now I have a Mishnah. I have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's the tumah comes to a shayma. And, so now you have to know I'm using the shayma. So the makshin held I'm using the shayma to be mitztarev. So we see that you can be mitzarev to shayma. So Taisa says, say you're using the shayma lahachnis atume, not to be mitzarev. So Taisa says, no. The Talzin wanted to say that this bav of the Mishnah is not different than all the other bavas of the Mishnah. All the bavas of the Mishnah are speaking about yodai. So he wanted to say, your whole pshat is a wrong pshat. They were confused because of mashmishin, so he said it means tashmishin. But he told them, the Mishnah, he wanted to tell them, they say over a vote that the Beis Halevi said the difference between him and Rab Chaim is as follows. When you ask him a kasha, he says a teretz, and everyone is happy. Yen asked a good kasha. He said a teretz. Very good. Everyone's happy. Yes, Rab Chaim a kasha. So Rab Chaim says, the kasha fight zech nishton. There's no kasha. So no one's happy. He didn't ask a kasha. And Rab Chaim doesn't, the kasha doesn't begin. So there's no kasha, nothing. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Talzin want, Tosfos asked the Kasha, Ta'ir, the Mishnah is speaking about Shomrim, but not that the Shomrim are Mitztarev, the Shomrim is only Machnes as Atume. That was Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos says the Talzin wanted to say the whole Pshat is wrong. You're learning that speaking about Shomrim, it's not speaking about Shomrim, it's speaking about Yodis. So Mamela, we have no Raya whatsoever from this Mishnah. Bechiti the Rab Shimon ben Shetach. The Gemara said later, we had a problem. How could you have a shema to be mitzarif to kebeya by chitim? Moses was speaking about enormous chitim, which grew in the times of Rab Shimon ben Shetach. So Tosfos had a problem because Rashi said that. The chitim in the times of Shimon ben Shetach kishtei kloye shosher agodo. So it seems that that's bigger than a kebeye, so you don't need a tziruf of a shemel for such enormous chitim. So Tosfos says, badashim nami, the Gemara doesn't bring down the whole memra of what happened in this man of Shimon ben Shetach. The chitim were enormous, and the chitim were more than a kebeye. Padashim nami kadashim darab shimim ben shetach shohoyu kedin reizov. The dashim were the size of a din reizov vim shaymreyem yesh behem kebeyem. So the ike, what the Gemara means is that the dadashim, you need a din shaymer to be mitzarev, to be mashlim kebeyem. That's the end of this sugya. Now we're going to start something a little different. Zokte Gemara weiter. Gufa. Shnei atzomeis. We had before We had before Tesefta in the Holos, we had two bones. Let us just say, for practical purposes, that these bones, and they have attached to them, they have attached to them boso shalmeis. And you have two bones, and each bone is a chatzi zayis of a besar hameis. And the chelik of the bone that is no boso is inside a bayis. The boso is outside of the bayis. So now the shaila is, if I have two bones, that each bone is attached to chatzi zayis, so memelis, if you hold yesh yad lechatzi zayis, so the bones will bring in the tumil and be metama the bayis. If I hold ein yad lechatzi zayis, so the bones will not be metama the bayis. That was the tesefta we learned. Gufe. Shnei atzomeis. There are two atzomeis. Baleim shnei chatzoi zeisim, and there's two chatzoi zeisim. Vehichnis Rosheyem Shnayim Lebais, and he was machnis the Roshei Atzomis into the Bais. Babayis Mail Aleim, and the Bais is Mail on these two Atzomis. Habayis Tomei, because the Bais, because the Tanakama holds Yesh Yad Lechatzi Zayis. So I have here, so the Yodis Kilu, they bring in the two chatzizesim into the bayis. Yehuda ben Nekusa Oimar Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Hayech Shnei Atzomais Mitzarfen Lekezayis. Yehuda ben Nekusa holds Ein Yad Lechatzizayis, so therefore, you cannot bring in, the bayis is not Tomei, because Ein Yad Lechatzizayis. Period. So that's a baraisa we learned. Right. So there's a machlokes. Yesh yad lechatzi zayis, ein yad lechatzi zayis. Gebalt. Omar reish lokish, loishonu elo etzem dahavi yad. This whole machlokes can only be that an etzem is attached to boso. So we have this shaila is yesh yad lechatzi zayis, ein yad lechatzi zayis. Avol nima loy havi yad. But if you don't have a bone, you have besar hameis, and attached to the besar hameis are hairs going into the house. The basar is outside of the house. Inside the house is a nima, a hair that's extending from the besar hameis to the house. Dr. Shlokish, there won't be Tomei, because a hair is not a yad. And the reason the hair is not a yad, because you lift up the hair, it's going to tear off. The hair is not strong enough to support the yad. So memele, Amar Shlokish, loishonu ela etzem, da havi yad. Avol nime, loi havi yad. A hair is not a yad. Rabbi Yochanan, Oma afilu nima nami habiyad. Rabbi Yochanan holds a nima is also a yad, and Rabbi Yochanan, we have to understand what's the kipshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. Lo yishonu ele etzem da habiyad, avul nima achas, one hair, lo yishive le mehebiyad, that we can consider a yad, the posko. If you lift up the chatzis ayis with the hair, it's going to tear. So it can't support the basa. Ella shayme chavye. Very interesting, but the hair is a shayme. Fine. It seems in the mokim where the hair is, so the hair is somehow protecting the basa underneath. If you will say that a fulu according to Reish Lakish, that a hair is a shema, so a shema is also machnes. What's the difference if the lomdus is als yad, als shema? A shema is also machnes. Sagt Rashi, no, this America nachgemine. Wie Ella Scheimave, wie Jesch Heimer, wie Yad mi Bescheimer. What's the Heimer? Die Yad mei via esatume, bechol inyen shehu. A Yad will bring to me, bechol inyen shehu. That means wherever there's a Yad, will bring to me. Avo Shema, im yesh chatiches oir, voleho beroisho echod kizayis boso. And you have a oir, you have a skin. And on one side of the skin there's a kizayis boso. On the other side of the skin, that means, you have the skin, we're talking about underneath the skin, let's say the oil is 5 inches. Under 2.5 inches of the oil, there's a kezayis of bosa. Under the other 2.5 inches of the skin, there's nothing. So, vole baroisha echot kezayis bosa, v'noga be'echot min hanimin baroish ha'achem. Yad. A shomer cannot be maybe tuma like a yad, ela im kein noga keneged haboso, kedamrinem bereish pirkin, hanegeya keneged haboso me achayr. Rashi says a very interesting halacha. A shomer is maybe esatume, machnis esatume, that's if it's kineget habosa. That means you have bosa here and you have oir on top of it, and oir is Hashema. So the chelek ha-oir that's on top of the bosa, if you touch it, you'll become tame. You'll touch the oir on the other side where there's no bosa underneath it, it's not tame. Masha enken, if this oir would be a yad, so then it's irrelevant where you touch it. There's no din of kineget habosa. But by a shayme, there's a loche, only as a din shayme can I get a boss. So memelech, what does Rashi say? So Rashi is saying, Resh Lakish holds a nima, a hair is not a yad, because it's going to tear. But it is a shayme. So Rashi says, O my nafkimin, a shayme is also machnis, or maybe a satum. So Rashi says, but a shayme has to be can I get a boss, or shloy can I get a boss, Hashem is not metame. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu nima haviyad umeviya tume afilu noga benima shaloi keneged abosa, because there can't be a shema, but al kaponim it's a yad. Again, we have to understand what the svar of Rabbi Yochanan is. Why does it have a din yad? If when you're going to lift up the nima, it's going to tear. This has to be explained. Anyway. But this is us. For some reason, Rabbi Yochanan holds it has a din yad. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We learned a Mishnah, Oyer Sheyesh Olav Kezayis Boso. There was an oyer that there was a Kezayis Boso attached to it. The Rishash wants to say that it's speaking about Kezayis Boso of Nevela. Oyer sheyesh olav kezayis boso. Hanegeya b'tziv hayoytze mimenu. If a person touches, tziv is a piece of boso, of dangling boso, which is attached to the kezayis boso. So this tziv is a yad. So hayoytze, hanegeya b'tziv hayoytze mimenu. Or, Ubisaro shekinegdoi, tome, you touched the tziv, or you touched the seyo, so it's tome. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, my lav mishum yad. So Rabbi Yochanan held, the tome is alts yad. It says two cases over here. I touched a small piece of meat, which is a yad. Or I touched the hair, which is also a yad. My lav mishum yad. And we'll see in Rashi, and if it's al yad, so besaro shekinegdoi Zlatavki, a yad does not have to be connected to bosom. So the Gemara says, loy mishum shaymer. No, the seyer is a shaymer to the bosom. The seyer is a shaymer to the bosom. Frech the Gemara. So what does it mean the seyer is a shaymer to the bosom? So you have oyer on top of the bosom. You have a seyer on top of the oyer. And the seyer, b'mokim ha-seyer, that is a shaymer to the bosom. So Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Umi ika shomer al gabe shomer?" I don't understand you. If it's a yad, it's good. So it's a yad, finished. But if it's a shomer, so the seyer is on top of the oyer. The oyer is a shomer. So this is a shomer al gabe shomer. So Reish Lakish answered him, "I got news for you. Chilchuli." What did he say? So he said like this. A hair, if you have bosa, and you have oil on top of the bosa, and you have a hair growing from the oil, the hair punctures the oil and goes to the bosa. That means, bimokim where the seyor is, that is protecting the bosa. There's no oil there. It's not shomer al gabi shomer. The hair does not end in the middle of the depth of the skin. The hair punctures the skin, and that is the shomer for the basa. So mamele, it's not a shomer al gabi shomer. That's what he said in Yisod. Chilchuli mechalcha. Maskiv lo ravache bayake. Ooh, you're telling me, Ayisod, that every hair punctures the skin and goes down to the bosa. Ela miyata tfilin heiche kasvinin. How can you write parshis of tfilin? Habining ksiva tam. It says, uchsav tam. You need a ksiva tam. A ksiva tam means that the oi should not be. There shouldn't be a hefsek, a fila be'emtza hois, fila be'emtza oivi hois. You're telling me every oil has holes in it. That's what you're telling me. The hairs that grow from the oil do not stop in the middle of the thickness of the oil. The hairs go all the way through. And that's why you're telling me that a hair is a shomer on the bosom. It's not a shomer, al gabi shomer. B'mokim where there's anima, there's no oil, and it's a shame al gabi abosa. So every oil that you have, you can't find a oil that's not holy, that has holes in it. So memele, so you can't have an oil that's kosher, the ksivis tfilin, because it says uchsav tom, you need a ksivitama. Habein on ksivitama v'leket. So the Gemara says, "Ishtemitzei ha'da omri b'marobe." And shudei, "Kol nekev shadiyoy oiver olov einay nekev." That means 100% is zicha holes. Every oyer has holes. But if the hole is so minute that when you write over it, the diyoy does not fall through the hole, the diyoy covers the hole, so that's called a ksivitame. That means even though if you'll take the oil and you'll put it to a light, so you'll see in all the places where there's no oil, so you can tell that it's dioi al gabi avil. That's what it really is. But since you can write normally al gabi hanekev, that doesn't have a nekev to make it ois ksivatam. Let us see Rashi. Mitziv chutaboso mailav mishum yad ushikenegdoi lav daka. That's Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat. Loi mishum shoyma. Even the ike kizayis of it shoyma maisi yad lahachnis ulaitzi. We mentioned the Rishasha speaking about nevela, so lahachnis is lav daka. So that's what Rish Lakish says. It's not a yad. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, it's a shomer, shomer al gabi shomer, nima al gabi oyer. So ich lock ich ein zu dem Chilchule Mechalcho. Und man kib nima la hair. The hair punctures the skin. The yoyreid ala bosa and it goes on the muscle. Lehavi shoymer al gabi shoymer. The hair is a shoymer on the bosa. So Rabbi Yochanan asked him, I chilchule mechalcho tvillen heiche kasvin. How can you write tvillen on oiris? Alei ha'oir cholu keneged aseya. Hu be'inan ksive tamo. What does tamo mean? Shleima v'loi psuke. The ksive should not be upgehakt. There shouldn't be a space between in the ice alone. The ksive uchsav tom. She ksive tamo. Fine. So this is the first lashon in the Gemara that we hear the Amachlokes Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish held a nima is not a yad because it's paisik. It could be a shayma, and Reb Yochanan holds it's not a shayma because ain't shayma gabi shayma, and he holds it's a yad. And fine. And Rabbi Yochanan is the kasha to Reish Lakish. We learned in the Mishnah that anegeya b'saro shekenegdoi tome. So Rabbi Yochanan akocher it's tome alts yad alts shayma in shayma gabi shayma. And Reish Lakish said no, it's tome alts shayma and it's tome alts shayma in chilchule mechalchol. Zok the Gemara weiter. Be boy is aime, that Reish Lakish will say another teretz. That means you wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah that Seyor is a yad. I agree with you. Be boy is aime, kulay mishum yad, that the taked saidi tzivi, saidi tziv, the small piece of meat, and saidi Seyor is a yad. I said that anima cannot be a yad. Kida omar rab Eloi b'melai shebein ha-melayim. Achinami b'nima shebein ha-nimim. So before we say in a veinik, Reish Lakish said like this, that what I said, that a seyer is not a yad, that's one seyer. One seyer is not a yad, because you lift up the seyer, it's going to tear. But if you have a lot of saris and you have what to grab on, so all the saris, so the saris, the ribuya saris, they zikhe b'shem yad, because I grab on to the saris. Then each sayer is a teres yad. That means if each sayer contributes to the achiza of the boso, because you can hold all the saris together and hold on to the bosa, so memela then each sayer has a shame yad, and that's what Reish Lakish answered. You had a kashami from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, no gabi sayer, and you said it means yad, you're right. But it's talking about there was a multitude of saris. By a multitude of saris, taki, you're right, that each sayer has a shame yad. Let us see what Rashi says. Iboy yisayme kula tzi v'sare mishum yad. You're right. V'chi komal dahavi yad. I, the Mishnah says it's a yad. And I said that a nima is not a yad. B'nima shebein hanimin. We're speaking about one hair which is together with a multitude of hairs. Dika nimin harbei di metaltala bosa ayidei nimin. If you're going to transport the bosa to holding all the hairs, loiposki. Malai zokein ha'elyoin shel shibailas. There's hairy substances that grow on the shibailas of chitim. That's called the zakana shibailas. So it says, just like Rabbi Loi said, "B'mlai b'shebeina amloim, achinami b'nima shebeina nimi." V'heicha itma. Let's go back to the Gemara of Rabbi Loi. Aha, we learned "Melai shebishibolim mitmoim u'mitmatamin ve'ena mitstalfen." There's a Mishnah in Uktzin. The Mishnah in Uktzin says that the hairs of the shibolim are maybe a tumah, the machnis is a tuma, moitzi is a tuma, veinem mitzdalfen. So Rabbi Loi said, Malai lemai chosi, what is it roi for? Rabbi Loi b'malai shebein amalayim. So then we see that if there's a multitude of saris, so then then each seyor has a shame yad. What does Rashi say? Malai zekan helyin shel shiboilas. Mitmoim u metamim ve'in mitztarfim. The yad hu ve'in ha'shema. Lamai chozi. So Rabbi Loi asked, what is it good for? Hanipsak me'elo k'shoich zimboi. It's nipsak me'elo. So the Gemara says, shebein amloim sha'oiches v'chol amloim shel shiboilas. V'loi be'echod me'em. So Memele, according to this Loshen, it comes out that Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that Anima Bein Animim could be a Yad. He disagrees with him if one Nima could be a Yad. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that one Nima could be a Yad and cannot be a Shema. And Reish Lakish holds one Nima could be a Shema because it's not in Shema Gabi Shema. Because chilchuli mechalchalo. Lishna achine. Now we have another lotion in the machloikis. Sutrashi. Let's see what's this lishna achine. Man de toni hach lishne. Sova de benimin harbe omer Reish Lakish nami de loyhaviyad. In this lotion, Reish Lakish holds nimin harbe is not a yad. Veloisvei and Rabbi Yechnes Takashe and Reish Lakish Masnisen. Vetoretz Laim Mishum Shema. And Reish Lakish said it's been about Shema. Vachinami Mistavre de Mishum Shema. Vidiktoni Saro de Mishum Yad. Nima Achas Lamai Chosi. Sarkochachetza Shema. And Rabbi Yechnen holds. Now let us see the Gemara in a minute. Lishna achina omer lehochi, hochi nami mistavre de mishum shema. Aesis Reish Lakish said it's sicha al shema. This halke dai toch mishum yad. Aesis Reish Lakish said I hold the name as a shema, because if you say it's a yad, nima achas lemai chozi. So therefore he proved to Rabbi Yochanan that al kochoch aniznim says a shema. And Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Reish Lakish in the second lash. You're right, anima cannot be a shema. Anima cannot be a yad, because nima achas lamai chosi. No, he said, but the anima could be a yad, benima bein animim, kidoma rabbeloi bimelai shebein ameloim, ochinami benima shebein animim. Veheche hitma da rabbeloi ahod esnan ameloi shebeshibolim, mitmoyim umetamim ve'ein mitztarfim lemelai lemai chozi. This is here Rabbi Yochanan is talking. Amar Rabbi Loi b'melai shebein amiloyim b'melai shebein amiloyim. Zogt Rashi, amiloyim shebishibolim mitmoyim umetamim moitzin umachnisin tume shibuloiseyim. Ve'ein mitztarfin, ve'ein non shema eliyad. That's that. Let's just see one teisvis, lo'y mishum shema. So it comes out according to this lotion, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish, one nime is not a yad. Nimin, bein a nimin, Rabbi Yochanan holds is a yad, Reish Lakish holds it's not a yad, and it's only a shema. And Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not a shema because ein shema al gabi shema. So Kais Vislaim Mishum Shema bin Tema Amai Koma Reish Lakish Lael Avonima Lehabi Yad Mitam Shema Mielitame. If it's a Shema, Shlam the Lel Mairi, but they gave a Nimish like an Egadabos. The Chaim Perish, Bekontaris. Shlake an Egadabos, there's no Tuma of Shema. Bim Tema Rabbi Yochanan the Mukila Mishum Yad Amai Noket Beseya Shekinegdoi. If it's a Yad, if it's not Kinegdoi. So, I'm going to say that the Lavdavke is the Perish Pekuntos.